Okay, let's see, we were talking about apartments, and you had said something just to
multifamily dwellings.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about the kind of apartment where the tenants actually own it?
I don't know what that's called.
Condominium?
Okay, condominium.
Are you familiar with the term?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're just tired and not able to...
I think that's it.
...remember your name. Okay, let's see. Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies the entire floor of a building?
An apartment that occupies mm-hmm. the entire floor of a building.
Mm-hmm.
If it was at the top mm-hmm. of the building, I would call it a penthouse.
Mm-hmm. But you don't otherwise.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
What's it called?
Well, some parts
Sweet.
Of the... Sometimes called a flat in some parts of the country.
Oh, I thought a flat was anything that wasn't two-story.
Hmm. All right. Well, there are various definitions for these things, depending on where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person who maybe does minor repairs in the apartment?
Maintenance man.
And suppose he collects the rent and shows vacant apartments?
Landlord or resident manager.
Okay. Is there a difference between those?
Yeah. Landlord owns the building.
Ah.
Resident manager manages the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what do you take care of your lawn with?
I don't have a lawn.
Well, if you had a lawn, what would you cut it with?
Lawnmower.
And there are really the three types of those. Suppose it has no type of power at all.
Pushmower.
And if it's electric or gas?
Powermower.
And if you ride it?
Ridingmower.
All right. And what is a kind of gardening thing that you use to cultivate, I guess?
What kind of cultivation?
Well,
how big an area?
I think it's to plow up your...
Tractor?
Well, it would be a small thing for a garden.
Rototiller.
Mm-hmm. Then a little thing that you might use to dig up flowers, a little hand tool?
Spade.
Okay, and suppose it's got three prongs on it.
I don't know what that thing's called.
Okay. Then
not for digging. I call a rake
mm-hmm.
one with teeth on it. I don't know what a fork, is it called a...
Yes.
A fork.
Yes, all right. Now, what do you get your leaves up with?
Rake.
How does that differ from what you said was rake a minute ago?
Nothing. That is what I was talking about.
Well, you were talking about a thing with a long handle.
Right. That's
what about... Okay, what about just the little thing with a short handle, just a little hand tool?
That's what I don't know what to call.
Is that what you were calling a fork?
Yeah.
Okay, and we got it straight. Now, to get back to the rake, are there different types of rakes?
Yeah. There is a yard rake, which has, I guess, maybe 25, 50 teeth in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's long.
Mm-hmm.
The rake itself, the blade is long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the garden rake
mm-hmm.
that has about four long teeth.
Mm. Yeah, all right.
And that's the only two I know of.
All right, fine. If, what would you cut your hedge with if you had a hedge?
Clippers.
Okay.
Hedging clippers.
Okay, and if a tree blew down and you wanted to cut it up, what would you use? A powered thing.
Power saw.
All right, and can you name some different types of beefsteak, different cuts?
Porterhouse, sirloin, T-bone, there's a rump roast, there is chuck roast. There is
what's the ground meat? Ground
burger.
Mm-hmm.
Ground beef.
Mm-hmm. Any other cuts of beef?
I can't think of any.
Okay. How about cuts of pork?
Okay. There is pork chops, hams, pork roast, and I'm sure there's different kinds of pork roast, but I can't think mm-hmm. of what they are. I
Any
don't know what they are.
Kinds of hams?